קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, שמעתי סמכתת, מקודם יהיה תיקון העולם.
Preparation to the morning lesson, בעל הסולם, שמעתי 69, first will be the correction of the world. He said that first will be the correction of the world, then will be the complete redemption, the coming of the Messiah. First, the interior of the worlds will be corrected, and subsequently, the exterior of the worlds. But we must know that the externality of the worlds is a higher degree than the correction of the internality. And the root of Israel is from the interior of the worlds. This is meaning of for ye were the fewest of all peoples. However, by correcting the exterior is corrected too. Though in small pieces, and the exterior will be corrected every time until many pennies accumulate into a great sum, until all the exterior is corrected. The main difference between the internal and external is, for example, when one performs a certain mitzvah, not all the organs agree to it. It is like a person who fasts. We said that only his interior agreed with the fast, but his exterior is feeling discomfort by the fast, since the body is always in opposition to the soul. Thus the difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul, but concerning the body, they are equal. Israel's body to care only for its own benefit. Hence, when individuals and the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. This is the meaning of what our sages said, rewarded, sentenced himself and the whole world to a scale of merit, and they did not say, sentenced the whole of Israel, but the entire world to a scale of merit.
In other places, we don't see that we have sources that Israel can correct themselves if the externality of the world will not know and will not acknowledge what Israel are doing. Where is it written? There has to be the knowledge of the Creator should be publicized throughout the world. Without it, Israel won't be able to correct themselves and bring correction to the externality. So there's a mutual obligation here, both in the internality. It's in the Messiah's horn. But no matter what, of course the internality of the world draws the light. And when she corrects herself, she also corrects the externality. It passes on to the externality because it's all one body. And the externality should support it to a certain degree, so that the internality will be able to be corrected. It's like in one person that there's internality and externality, although the externality does not agree to the work, but it accompanies it. So what is written there? It is written in Messiah's horn that everyone from the nations will call a Jew person and will bring him to a holy land.
Shofar, that everyone will be able to be in time, and it will be enough to ask it themselves, and you'll understand where the nations of the world will come to such knowledge and desire is through the dissemination of true wisdom, and they will see in it the truth, and the dissemination in the many is called the shofar, the clarion, for then it goes far, and this is how the echo of the wisdom will be spread all over the world, and even the nation will hear and know that there is godly knowledge and wisdom in Israel.
This is the problem that we have to cause a change throughout the whole world. Otherwise, we would have been focused only here in Israel. And the whole nation wouldn't have to publicize this whole knowledge. They would have focused on a small group, work inside a group, and by doing this realize the whole purpose of creation. But because everything is one body, everything belongs to one soul, one desire, which divides into many pieces, but only in our eyes, in our perception, but it's not truly so. Therefore, we have to care for all the pieces equally and according to what they are, but to take into consideration the collective correction. And if we won't care for all these pieces, all these parts, to the extent that they are interdependent of each other from the center and without, and we are in the center of correction, we won't be able to correct ourselves either. Therefore, we have to dedicate strength only for dissemination to all circles, external, the most external circles. But no matter what, still the correction is in us, where the entire understanding and attainment and drawing the light and the true connection through mutual guarantee and being in one desire, only then the light that we forms appears. And this is only with us. It happens only inside of us. And then it spreads from us into more external circles.
Rabash also writes about this in letter 8. He says, this nation is capable more than all the nations to get closer to the Creator, and then the splendor will be bestowed to all the nations.